The meeting will come to order. We do have a quorum. Would somebody move the minutes, please? Representative Saylor moves the minutes of March 13th. Are there any, is there any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved for March 13th. The first person we have on the docket is Representative Mullery with House File 448.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members.
And I will move that bill, and it will be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor. Representative Mullery.
Basically, 2 years ago, the legislature provided funding for mental health crisis services in this state. And we now have mental health providers available to talk to any person who's having a mental health crisis. And in many parts of the state, there are mobile teams that actually go out to scenes. And sometimes they work very collaboratively with peace and with police and EMTs in their area. And anytime we can have a mental health response instead of a criminal justice response to somebody who is having mental conditions at the time, you have better outcomes. I know I've worked with the head of our police federation in Minneapolis, and he has said that it's just totally changed things around since they now have some people who are trained in handling people with mental illness that are creating the condition. And it may not just be towards themselves. In fact, the police have told me that the training that they're given for crowd control or controlling somebody who's doing something illegal often is the exact opposite of what needs to be done with somebody who is in certain types of mental illness. And so it just exacerbates the situation. But with these mental illness teams, we've totally turned it around and saved the lives of both many mentally ill people who are having a condition and other people who might be in the vicinity, or the police themselves, or the emergency responders. So with me this morning, we have Anna Meyer from the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Thank you. Proceed.
My name's Anna Meyer. I'm from NAMI, Minnesota. I'm the Criminal Justice Project Director there. And NAMI was thrilled that the legislature a few years ago decided to invest in mental health crisis teams in Minnesota. It was a great step forward for us. There are a variety of crisis services available in Minnesota that are an essential safety net for people with mental illnesses and their families. One of these is mobile crisis teams, and as Representative Mullery said, they can go to a person's home, they can assess the situation, and provide services to help stabilize someone who's in a mental health crisis. Also, mental health centers and clinics provide urgent and emergency crisis services. And crisis homes provide a safe place where people can live for a few days to stabilize while they receive supportive therapy and monitoring, and they can transition to other services after that. These are cost-effective ways of dealing with a mental health crisis, and often they prevent people from going to a hospital emergency room, or even they can prevent a police response. So now that these crisis services are developing, we need to use them. Right now, there's no one number to call where your loved one, when your loved one is having a mental health crisis. In the metro area alone, there are 8 different numbers you could potentially call if you're having a mental health crisis. So it's not a clear system at the moment. Last summer, NAMI asked its members, if you or your child or relative had a mental health emergency or crisis, who responded, or where did you or your child or relative go? If more than once, please let us know what happened most recently. So 32% of these respondents said they went to the ER. 31% said they went to a psychiatrist or another mental health provider. And 23% said they called the police. 13% used a mental health crisis team. 1% used EMTs, and 0% used crisis homes. So we know that not enough people are aware of the crisis teams and crisis services that are available. So if this bill passes, people with mental illnesses will receive better care and better follow-up with resources, and they'll cycle in and out of the mental health, out of the mental health or criminal justice system less in the future. Just as an example, in Grand Rapids, the local crisis response team law enforcement, ambulances, ER, and the mental health professionals in the area all collaborate. And their 911 operators dispatch the crisis team and ambulance for all behavioral health emergencies. I think it's important to point out also that this bill permits but doesn't require 911 operators to refer to mental health crisis teams when and where they're available. So it's really just when and where they're available, they can. So NAMI believes that we can really make this work, at least in some parts of the state, and we urge you to support this bill.
Are there any questions? Representative Junker.
Madam Chair, I have no problem with the bill. Just a question to NAMI. There is a one-stop shop for veterans called LinkVet. Is NAMI coordinating these crisis teams with that one-stop shop? Every veteran family member, their friends, their relatives, et cetera, should have it, eventually a refrigerator magnet, LinkVet, and it's a call whether you need education services or you have a question or you have someone in a mental health emergency. Are these crisis teams coordinating with that LinkVet service? And if, I don't know if you know or not, and if not, then hopefully they will be.
I think, I don't actually know the answer to that, but I think if this bill passed, it would be much easier for 911 services to coordinate with LinkVet and potentially kind of a trio response in this kind of, in a mental health crisis.
Madam Chair, we should look into it further and make sure they're on the LinkVet, because there's LinkVet operators right here at the Capitol or at the Veterans Department, and that's where they take all the calls from around the state. So it's not in with the 911 system at this point.
Madam Chair and Representative Junkie, you know more about that than we do, and if there's language should be added, like on the floor or something, we'd be happy to link it in. So maybe you could check on that. We actually thought that the original language included this, but we found that we needed to add this language this year to make sure. And if we need to add some language so that it coordinates with that, then we'd appreciate doing it sometime this year.
Okay, and we'll be going to Commerce, so you might be able to do it there. Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And like Representative Junkie, I don't have a problem with the bill. I have a couple of questions. When we're looking at the 911 system, how is this, in practically speaking, how is this going to work? If someone calls in 911 and the 911 operator makes a referral to a mental health crisis team, are they just going to be given one of the other existing 8 numbers if it's in the metro area, or how does that work?
The 8 numbers are not all to mental health crisis teams. It's
okay.
8 numbers for different crisis services. So there's one mental health crisis team in each county, and they would be able they would be the ones that the 911 dispatchers would refer the person to.
Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, maybe then following on what Representative Junkie was talking about, I guess one of the things I was wondering is, if you're a 911 operator, I mean, is this going to add to the workload? Is this going to add, I mean, is there going to be a cost associated with for, you know, the Carver County 911 operating system or any other county?
I think it would be to the contrary. It would be an additional number they could potentially refer someone to, but in terms of actually dealing with the person in a way that prevents future calls, referring them to a mental health crisis team is far more likely to help the person address their underlying problem in a way that a police response or even bringing the person to an ER couldn't possibly do. So in terms of preventing future work, reducing future work, I think this would be a good step forward.
Madam Chair.
Representative Mulvery, then Representative Hoppe.
Madam Chair and Representative Hoppe, to that point, we did discuss it with Gary Carger, who is the fiscal person for this area, and he said there was no fiscal impact. And with regard to the counties, it's up to them under this bill. They can decide to do it or not, so there's no pressure or anything to do.
And then one last question, in Representative Mulvery, on line 1.7, the first line, the first change from shall to must, include police, firefighting, emergency medical. What's the reasoning behind the word change?
Madam Chair, as Representative Hoppe, apparently our revisor's office has decided that that's a better word that we should be using, and I think I've seen that happening in other bills this year. When they get a hold of a bill and see the word, they change it.
Fair enough.
Representative Baylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this question is for the testifier. I'm just wondering, how widespread are these mental health teams throughout the state? Mm-hmm. You mentioned Grand Rapids, but I just wonder how many there are.
Ms. Meyer.
They are available in every county. They're available at differing hours. Some crisis teams are available 24/7, whereas in other counties they're available, maybe from 4 to midnight to try to shore up the hours that regular mental health services are not open. So it just depends on the county how long they're open.
Thanks. Any further discussion? Representative Mallory, do you have any closing comments?
Well, thank you.
Okay. I'll move House File 448, and it's to be going to the Committee on Commerce and Labor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The bill passes, and it will be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Just in time. Okay. Committee members, last time we discussed Representative Jackson's House File 1038, and however, there was we had the incorrect engrossment. Therefore, we'll be again voting on House File 1058 to correct the engrossment.
1038.
1038. I apologize. Representative Hoppe, would you move House File 1038?
I would move House File 1038, Madam Chair.
Okay. Representative Hoppe moves House File 1038 to be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Labor.
Madam Chair, do we have an amendment?
Oh, okay.
We need to...
Would you move the amendment?
I'd be happy to move the A2 amendment.
Okay. Are there any questions? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The amendment passes. Representative Hoppe.
I'd like to renew my motion to refer House File 1038. Are we going back to Commerce?
Yes.
Back to Commerce as amended.
Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. House File 1038 passes and as amended and will be re-referred to the Commerce and Labor Committee. Any further discussion? Representative Bird,
you run a meeting, it's crisp to the point, and we're out of here in record time. we noticed.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned. Have a good weekend.